All right, great to have you back with us as we get ready for baseball. Joining us from New York, he's a tremendous baseball writer, national baseball writer, one of the best in the country, New York Post, Ken Davidoff. Ken, how are you?
I'm good, Marty. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How's the weather, first of all, with Henri?
Yeah, it is. It's pouring rain here. I'm in Manhattan on the Upper West Side, and it's coming down hard. Yeah, I took my puppy out for a walk earlier, but we didn't make it very far, and she only did one of her two assignments.
Okay, all right. Well, the Yankees, I know, are rained out today, but I'm glad to have you on. Obviously, we've seen the Mets. The Giants and Mets will play midweek at Citi Field. But let's talk Yankees a little bit. This is an amazing story. I think they've won 31 out of 42, and everyone had written them off. They wanted to fire Aaron Boone mid-season. They lost the Field of Dreams game, and everything turned around. What happened?
Well, it starts with starting pitching, Marty. Their starting pitching has been spectacular, really, and it's been a bunch of different guys because they've had a lot of injuries and COVID cases as well. But that's, you know, you talk about the Field of Dreams game, which they lost. That was a game where they were winning going into the bottom ninth inning, and then their Zach Britton blew that game. But a lot of their recent losses have been, you know, those gut punch ninth inning meltdowns, and they've been able to shrug those off. But yeah, if you're asking for the, you know, the Adam and Eve part of this, it's the starting pitching.
Well, this is an interesting team. This is not exactly the Maris Mantle, Berriscourin team when you look at the names, but it is led by Aaron Boone, and Aaron Boone doesn't have a contract for next year, but there's a certain serenity that comes with him, and I think it helped.
Yes, that's what I wrote in my column for today, for today's New York Post. Yeah, serenity. And look, he was on the chopping block earlier. He was never going to get fired mid-season, but for sure his future wasn't serious, Dad. And look, if they can't keep this up and don't make the playoffs, then, yeah, I would be surprised if he was retained. But I do think there's something to be said. I think you have that, particularly in Oakland with Bob Melvin, you know, for that serenity, for that consistency, for that stability. Mm-hmm. And I do think that Bob Boone brings that. Aaron Boone. I'm sorry. Aging myself.
Ray Boone, Bob Boone, they all bring it. Believe me, we'll bring up the whole Boone family. Ray Boone was a heck of a player, too. Ken Davidoff is with us, New York Post, one of the best writers in the country, and I say that sincerely. But they did make moves, Joey Gallo and, of course, Rizzo. Which one had the bigger impact?
Well, you would say Rizzo, although he missed about 10 days because he got COVID, and as he made public, he wasn't vaccinated. Questionable decision. Rizzo just, he brought a lot of stability to a position that was missing it because last year's home run leader, Luke Voit, has been injured. So Rizzo brought a lefty bat, kind of a more contact-oriented approach to hitting as opposed to Gallo, who's more of a three true outcomes guy. Just that been there, done that vibe after having won a ring with the Cubs. So and good defense at first base. So he brought a lot to the party, and he has brought a lot to the party. Now Luke Voit is hitting as well, so Aaron Boone has had to find a way to get playing time for both, which he's done really by putting Giancarlo Stanton in the outfield more, which frees up DH for Luke Voit.
So what about Gallo? Has he done anything?
Yeah, he's had a few big hits. His overall numbers are stinky. You know, they're not very good, but, you know, he's had a few big home runs. He's helped them win a few ball games. And, you know, he is an athletic player. You know, he runs the bases well. He plays good defense. So, you know, overall, he has not been a tremendous acquisition, but he's contributed a little bit. And even just having that another lefty bat in the lineup after, you know, early in the year, they just had zero impact lefty bats. So now they have Rizzo and Joey Gallo. Mm-hmm. Rougned Odor has picked it up a little bit. Brett Gardner has picked it up a little bit. So they have a far more balanced lineup.
All right. Now, closing a game, and you know baseball 2021, I don't care. You could have Whitey Ford pitching for you. He's only going to go seven no matter what. There's no Louis Arroyo behind him. But what's up with Chapman? What happened with him? Is he back? Is he the ninth inning guy, and is he healthy?
He is back. He is the ninth inning guy, and he claims to be healthy. He's pitched only once since coming off the injured list. He had an elbow issue, and he did not pitch well. He actually was lifted in the middle of the ninth inning, and another, I think, a former A, Lucas Litke, came in for the save. But I think they play in Atlanta tomorrow night. I think if they have a ninth inning lead, I think Chapman will be the guy to get it. But you know, the ninth inning has been a roller coaster unlike any other in recent Yankee history. You know, obviously, they had Rivera for a very long time. And even since Mariano retired, they've had very strong closers. That has not been the case this year. Chapman has struggled. Zach Britton has struggled. Chad Green. Even Jonathan Loaisiga has been excellent, but he's had a few meltdowns too. So the ninth inning is where they really raise everyone's heart rate.
Well, if anyone's going to get you, that's where they have to get you with this team now in the ninth inning. But, you know, there's a player, this Nestor Cortes, and I just happened to catch him on Quick Pitch watching some of the highlights. And maybe you can describe what he does, but he's almost doing the cha-cha and the mambo at the same time. And then he releases the ball, and he throws about 90 at best, and he's getting everybody out.
Yeah, he's a really fun story. This is a guy, really a quadruple-A journeyman type, not someone really on anyone's radar, minor league signing over the winter, and a guy the Yankees have had twice before. You know, they drafted him in the 36th round in 2013, bounced all around, back with the Yankees this year, and he has come in since July 4th and really provided a lot. As you said, he's just really funky out there, a lefty who pops out about 92, and then he's completely changed his curveball from vertical to horizontal and is getting guys out and is fearless out there. You know, he does crazy stuff with timing. You know, they don't see the ball well. He likes to quick pitch it. So he is a lot of fun to watch and has been remarkably successful, a 2.56 ERA so far.
Yeah, he looks like Johnny Cueto in about 10 cups of coffee.
Well put.
Well, there's a local guy, and look, we're going to see the Yankees out here. They're coming out to play the A's this week, a big four-game series. Velasquez, a local guy, and he's been a feel-good story.
A huge feel-good story, yeah, right from the Bronx. Which we don't see too often. And another journeyman, you know, 27 years old, has bounced all around. Another minor league signing by the Yankees last winter. Was in the minor leagues until earlier this month when Gleyber Torres got injured. He's come in and just been really athletic, you know, strong defensively, running the bases. He's not an offensive dyno. He hit his first career home run yesterday with his parents in the stands, which is really something. But, you know, this is not a guy who's going to be, Corey Seager out there in terms of offense. But just a really fun watch. And it will be interesting when Gleyber Torres gets healthy, what they do. At the least, I would think they'd bring in Velasquez for late inning defense.
Well, depth is good. And I like the story. He lives at home and he has dinner, goes to sleep, and comes back to Yankee Stadium. Not bad. Not a bad life. Ken, it's a pleasure to have you on, as always. And I look forward to having you on again. As I said, the Yankees are coming out here, the Giants, Mets this week. So I think we've got a New York spotlight coming up a little bit here over the last month. So I appreciate you being on, and stay out of the rain out there. Take care of yourself.
It's my pleasure, Marty. I'll be in your neck of the woods this coming week for that Yankees A's series.
Oh, fabulous. Oh, good. Maybe we'll talk to you next weekend. Thanks, Ken.
All right. Take care.
All right, take care. Boy, that's Ken Davidoff of the New York Post. Always a pleasure. Coming up next, we went into the archives for an interview I did, recently, with Ray Fossey, the broadcaster, TV broadcaster for the A's, who's fighting cancer. I just want to hear Ray's voice this weekend of Bay Bridge baseball. He's fighting. Dwayne Kuiper's fighting. Elliot Schwartz is fighting. It's just an important time for a lot of people. And I wanted to hear the voice of Ray Fossey, which he'll be back. But he did a very nice interview with us, as only Ray could do, about the late Mike Marshall and also the 74 World Series. So we'll come back with Ray Fossey after that. Bill has got the talk back, and we'll be back with you next week when the Giants play Atlanta. Okay, more coming up right after this.